Yeah, I think that's the way. Like I said, it should be. Like I don't disagree. You're like totally right. Like how paper trail works, it's a lot easier to control. It's a lot easier to make sure that it doesn't get in the hands of
I
someone
mean,
who isn't going to use it properly, right? Without being like directly involved with it.
to be absolutely like candid with this, Edward Snowden, the reason he had to take files from the CIA and transport them to Savage or whatever the guy is from fucking WikiLeaks for them to be published because of that exact fact. None of the files and none of the data banks for the CIA are online in any aspect. He had to
Yeah.
physically take a disk and take that disk out and download
Yeah.
it for that reason. And that's how they knew he did it. It's their only way. Because if someone could, yeah. Because, yeah, if someone could sneak in and
That's
sneak out.
you're not wrong. I don't disagree. That's where I think though it's like it has to be like bills and certain laws. It's not something that the people are gonna hack when you're passing votes on like bylaws and like council votes, you know, who should be in charge of certain ridings and stuff like that.
Does anyone remember? I mean, I'm sure you will, Insaniac, but do you guys remember years ago, maybe about 7 or 8 years ago, there was this huge thing where like they found this program in like tons of different smartphones, computers. They found it in a couple different satellites, and it was a program that did nothing, but it just downloaded itself onto millions and millions and millions of devices.
Oh,
I
sounds
think I
great.
remember something
Oh,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
I
and
don't
like,
remember hearing about that.
yeah, and it was like they showed you how to find it and delete it, but like they had
Yeah.
no idea what it was. No one had any idea what it was, but it was an actual program that for some reason, that just by the way they looked and the way they investigated it, is some hacker basically hacked in a ma into a satellite or a satellite array, implemented this program, and as the satellites went around and updated these smartphones and computers, instantly put that program onto your stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it didn't take any data though, because I remember that was the huge thing, is they kept researching it to see if it was taking data or what data it was taking, and then they found out it wasn't. But I remember it was a huge story, and like. And it's and that was really the huge, that's really where my fear comes from. Like if some
Yeah.
hacker can do that, you
Yeah.
imagine if an entire government went online?
Yeah, well, I know what you mean, because they could technically, someone could implement their, like, a hacked law or something. But at the same time, that would be the point of having people monitoring the site and seeing something that doesn't make sense and thoroughly checking this kind of stuff. And it's always gonna, there's never gonna be,
What? You
ever
need
gonna be a
human
system that's
error, or you need
perfect.
human too?
Yeah, because it's never ever gonna be perfect. There's computers always fuck up. People always fuck up. It's part of life, you know? Everything decays in a physical sense over time. Like you can't just have one or the other just take care of these things. We see how well that works now with the online shit. You can't order things from Amazon with things being broken or having to resend and takes fucking forever. Like,
But we've also seen a huge, I mean, to re-argue your original point, we've also seen a huge change, and we've also seen a huge uptick in the ability to at least provide some sort of safety there. So it's not
it's
like
definitely gotten better.
it's definitely going there. I still think
Yeah.
we're 100 years out. 100, if I was born 100 years from now, it would be an interesting life. I'm pretty sure.
3 years in either
Yeah.
direction, really.
No.
Yeah.
No, I would not want to be a Sarah. I am a Jew. There's no way I want to be born 100 years ago.
Definitely
I
not.
do
Yeah.
not.
Definitely
I
not.
did not think
Yeah.
that
We're at a good point where that's yeah, probably the worst time for that.
Let's move
Yep.
forward. I like the moving forward idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
100 years ago probably wasn't a good time for
For anyone else, maybe,
that.
but no.
I mean,
There's if you really want to know what it's like, there's a couple of stories and movies that talk about it, you know.
Oh, Sarah doesn't say much often, but when she does, sometimes it's hilarious.
John, oh, go back 100 years, you'll be fine.
Keep track of everyone's racial backgrounds at every moment.
I just, it doesn't matter. Oh, man. No, I am. Because, I mean, I saw, remember when they, like, I think they had digital voting once in Canada, but it was for a municipal election, and, like, the entire system broke down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work right now.
That's
true. It could work.
Maybe eventually. I just think
you have a bomb.
I think that's where it needs to go.
If you try now, it'll just be Obamacare all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I think that's why, like, it needs to start out like with something like a municipality kind of thing, like something small. It can't be like a federal election where a huge vote is literally hindering.
Or like you can, or like you can vote over like a week period online.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Exactly.
So it's not like that would be right away. Fucking nuts rush to like. But you know, everyone's gonna wait to the last minute. You know. Everyone will wait to the last minute.
Well, that's up to them. That's totally.
I wanted to download my like proof of vaccination, right? And even that took like 15 minutes to get into the website because it was so busy.
Mine took like 30 seconds.
Well, that's where you'd have it. You'd have a bill that's open for it would have a month that it would be open.
Yesterday morning when I woke up.
Well, I did mine 10-ish today, 9 or 10.
Yeah, mine took 30 seconds.
You might like. Say like in a month you'd have like 5 new bills and every month it'd be rotating something like
that.
Oh,
that would get so
overwhelming. I just took a picture of my proof of vaccination.
Maybe like 3 or 4, you know, but either way, but yeah, it would just have a few rotating by like monthly bills that or even longer, like, so you're not, I don't know how often things get voted on, you know, it might take more time.
Oh my God, 3 or 4 monthly bills. That's like, that's a politician's dream. I'm going to be super real with you.
I was aiming so high. Sorry.
I'm going to be super real with you. A politician, a career politician who's been doing it for like 20 plus years, they will be lucky to see 3 bills go through.
I didn't know that I was aiming so high.
It takes forever.
My God, does it take forever?
Like, Dean, that's where like online it can. It could make like it a lot faster.
No, because you're not fighting the populace at that time. You were trying to fight the.
Well, you're building interest.
The scrupulousness of an entire field of old people,
politicians,
and the best thing about Canada, it's not old men, it's not old white men, it's just old people, because we have old women, we have old every races, but they're just old. they're really old. They're all really old. Multicultured, and they all have the same mind to take 10, like, oh my God, if you ever watch C-SPAN, Insaniac, to read one sentence, it takes like 5 minutes. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. And I know the lingo too, and I'm like, dude, I can read the whole fucking bill in 5 minutes. Why is it taking you an hour? And, oh my God.
Because they're old.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because they want to make sure they enunciate every word.
Yeah.
Oh my God. At least British Parliament. Like, if you ever watched British C-SPAN, I guess it would be B-SPAN or whatever. British Span Television or whatever. That's fun to watch. Because they lob insults at each other in the middle of them saying bills.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Fun to watch Australia.
Australia?
Yeah. It's probably wild. Probably also full of insults, but more exciting ones.
Oh, you've never watched it. You're just assuming Australians are just crazy and just hit each other.
Yeah. Watches Australia is
just, I want that to be known to every one of our viewers. Sarah Vike is the one that said that. And she just assumes that Australian Parliament is worse than British.
Sarah Vike is also Australian, so...
So you're like out of experience. I've been to family barbecues.
Right? Yeah.
It must be what it's like.
No, but if you ever actually want to do yourself a favor, like just watch clips on YouTube of like just British parliamentary insults. And like it's so well done because even though it's like just in Parliament, you'll have one guy says something random, and then his entire party will be like, woo, and start clapping in unison. And it's like, it's like one big episode of Jerry fucking Springer. It's it makes you wonder how anything gets done in Britain.
Yeah, that that's
because incredible. They have a figurehead who thinks that they do everything.
You mean?
Well, so do we, and it happens to be the same one.
What?
What a shock.
Oh.
I thought the Commonwealth? Whoa.
The Commonwealth? I've heard
it's like I said this earlier.
I've heard of the oppressive territories inflicted on by a bunch of white Anglo-Saxon Britons upon one third of the planet for their own.
Well, I'm also Australian.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry. For
that's too bad. That's too bad, Sarah.
Yep.
I'm part Uzbeki. I don't think I'm going to go to Uzbekistan any soon and have them welcome me with open arms. Be like, yes, you belong here.
I mean, welcome my family members would. Anyways, the real question, I think, though, is did today's election actually change anything? Like, what change is there actually in our government after today's election?
Do you really want me to look? I bet you none.
Not really.
It is not a lot.
No independence. It's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yay! We still have a liberal minority. What a shock. Who would have predicted that?
Did you, I'm just looking at this just so I want to send the picture in the fucking, like, in the Twitch and in the Discord. Just because it says live stream, the relaxing ASMR version of the Canadian election.
That's us.
Right? That's us. ASMR. We can start.
There's an ASMR election results. See, yeah, I agree, Insaniac. It's so dumb. I just want to shut off my camera too.
No, he left.
I was trying to find
he left as soon as we started doing show. ASMR.
Oh my god, I got a copy.
The numbers are going up for the Liberals.
All right. Not by much.
They're not far. Well, last time I looked, it was 155. If now you it's are
watching on Twitch, I have just posted the ASMR version of the Canadian election. just to prove I wasn't joking, and in the Discord, I'm going to post it. So here you go. So we can all enjoy the ASMR version of this fucking.
You know what? Just for you, here you go. Here's the Bing version.
No!
Oh, no.
The fact you use that search engine doesn't just hurt me. It hurts the whole internet.
It hurts all of us.
You know what? Actually, but to be fair, I will give you one thing. I saw a guy the other day, and I asked him to search something, and he clicked Yahoo. And I looked at him.
Why would you click Yahoo?
And I said, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just going to search it up on Yahoo. I'm like, what? And he's like, I searched it on Yahoo. I'm like, we did that when I was 12. That site still works? He's like, yeah, man. And he's like using Yahoo. And I'm like, are you? are you human?
I'm kind of curious how well Yahoo works now.
Did I turn you off, Bing? Oh, yeah. Ask Jeeves is still around.
No. I'm doing something. Guys, I have to use Bing to find Yahoo, because Yahoo doesn't exist, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I think it's Yahoo Answers.
There's, like, Yahoo, like, search.
Yahoo search. Let's look at this up.
On Yahoo, it let me search up Google, so now I have Google, Bing, Bing to find Yahoo. Yahoo to find Google. And now let's see.
It's so sad. Anyway, I said,
what I'm doing.
I saw some guy actually use Yahoo, like, no joke, like, not being just a shit about it, like someone we know. And I almost cried a little. I know the inside of me died slightly.
I feel like I that happens looking... to you at least once a day.
What are they called? Like the areas for the elections? I can't find the word.
They're called ridings. Yeah,
ridings. I love looking at the ridings and just being amazed at how giant and empty this country is.
Oh, how the bigger ones, it's just like the states, man. The bigger they are, the less people there is. The exactly. smaller they are, the more people. That's why it's like just, in it's Toronto. Just
really though, like
in like Toronto, the only city that most people know, there's like 40 ridings. And then there's only 56 in our entire province.
Yeah. And then in the territories, they each have one.
Yep.
Despite stretching to the Arctic Circle.
One riding for 257,000 people. And then in Calgary and in Toronto, there's a riding that's like five blocks and it's for 50,000. It's not even the same amount of people. Like there's some ridings that have 50,000 and some that have 250. It does.
It doesn't make sense.
You can't even tell me that it's by representation by population equally done across. It's not.
It's not. It is. At least it's not gerrymandered like in the States. Still.
Wait, where do you think that word came from?
I don't know.
Gerrymander. Gerrymander was
salamander.
Gerrymander was an Alberta politician in 1952, the first one to ever gerrymander. Gerrymandering has been legal in Canada ever since.
I see.
I don't even know what that means.
But it doesn't, like, we can't change it. It stays the same.
For anyone out there, like Insaniac, who doesn't know what gerrymandering is. So, gerrymander.
Yes, tell me what gerrymandering is.
Gerrymander, an Alberta politician, back in 1950, he eventually decided, as he knew the premier at the time, which I believe was either Lougheed or oh, I can't think.
Context, and I think
anyway, it doesn't matter. So he told the premier at the time, he realized that lines between, like the election lines between different parts of the country and different parts of the province are subject. Whoever the ruling government is at the time is completely allowed to redraw the lines. In other words, change the ridings. And so he did that and he won. And then he did it again in the next election. And magically, even though the popular vote was for the other guy, he still won. Yep. Because he put all his votes where their votes were. So no matter what, he won the more ridings. And there is a legal amount
of ridings. It became a risk game for him at that point.
You can't change the amount of ridings. But you can change the ridings. So if you wanted to be an absolute cock because you wanted to lose an election, you could turn all of Canada into one riding and then have one and then have your other 235 ridings in like little tiny five block specks all through Vancouver. You could have Vancouver decide the election. Just because you know all your support's in Vancouver.
That would be fascinating.
But they'd never let you. Because then you get taken to court. The way they fight against that is you can actually be taken to court. And it's not that you're not allowed to gerrymander. This is called election rigging at that point. Because you're basically rigging the election so that no matter how all of Canada could hate you, 90% of the country votes against you, but they're all in one riding, and then you have all the other ridings for you. That's kind of seen as illegal. But gerrymanders also
be like a form of monopoly almost.
He then because he was so smart, he then moved to Texas and took his form of elections to Texas, and then thus gerrymandering was born. And so that is what gerrymandering is. Legal corruption. Illegal corruption.
Yeah.
You want to know something something kind of hilarious? NDP actually did end up second in my area, in my riding.
So?
It's funny.
With ha ha ha.
Okay, whatever. Which one? Like which riding?
Well, she's an area. I
blanked. I'll be honest.
Don't say it.
I blanked. Which one did the thing?
NDP.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just blanked for a second there.
We're not going to tell that the riding's a lot smaller than a city. I'm fine with saying what city I live in, but I'm not going to tell them what riding. All of a sudden, that really narrows down where I live.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. I just blanked for a second and was like, yes, colors. Wait, what?
Colors.
And colors. Jumping for joy.
Well, hey, what an effective, an effective day, an effective election. So much change.
No, in reality, this was just a barn burner. That's why I called it the electorection, because it was so someone got hard, but it wasn't any of us.
What were they even trying for? Did they really think they could get a majority government? Because
yes, with a 30-day notice of an election. 32
don't
days.
I feel like there was ever any chance of that. It just seems stupid.
There's a thing that I was saying. It could be the official thing could be late due to mail-in ballots.
Yeah, there's still like, but there's not enough to swing it.
No.
No.
Not enough. If there was.
That's just what I'm hearing.
Yeah, yeah. But there's only like 50,000.
There's a lot more mail-in ballots this year than any year, to be honest.
I still only heard, maybe the number's bigger, but I only heard about 50,000, which is still more, but like, still not.
I don't know the number. I just know it was more.
If it was like closer to like maybe 100 or 200,000, like a real big number, that would, that might have some swing, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, in the end, the to those who don't live in Canada, the left of center won, which means every single party in Canada, because we're all left of center.
Nobody really technically won. We all lost for playing this popularity game.
Hey, you know what? The sexy guy won.
I guess
he's bringing sexy back.
Bachelor,
who is the next?
Did any of you guys watch the videos that all of the different political parties put out on the different issues?
No. Yes,
we watched them in class because I work with grade nines, and so they were learning about elections and stuff.
Oh God, did they do a mock election?
Yeah, they did. Conservatives won. Oh, big shock, right?
Oh, thank God.
Anyways, the conservatives did these like really beautiful, professional, like great looking videos with like detailed answers.
Yeah,
the NDP did theirs from a hotel room, but it looked good. It was like he gave good answers that were complete, at least. Trudeau did his from a moving bus, and you could barely hear him.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah, and the Green Party did theirs from some nondescript room somewhere with a terrible, crappy quality webcam that the video and audio were not synced. There were random people sitting in the background, and these were short videos, like short little clips. The whole thing couldn't have taken more than half an hour. And one guy fell asleep in the background of this video campaigning. And then they also, the Green Party, did not answer the question on the environment.
The Green Party, just so everyone knows, the Green Party has been the funniest party in Canada this year. The leader got kicked out because she was racist.
Yeah.
The second leader of the Green Party, the party that's about the environment, the second leader got kicked out because he was racist. So no one knew who was leading the Green Party because they were unequivocally racist for some. The most like the most racist thing in Canada is the Environmental Party. Like it's so funny.
That's too funny.
The leader of the NDP is a wonderful, nice guy named Singh, who I've never met, but seems like a wonderful guy. You know what I mean? But
he has a TikTok.
And it's actually pretty good. Like I would never vote for him, but like it looks pretty good. And like Peter O'Toole is a very soft-spoken man. I've actually met him. Very nice guy.
What is his name? Aaron?
What?
What's his name?
Isn't it Peter O'Toole? I always forget.
I thought it was Aaron O'Toole.
Aaron O'Toole. Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm think of the nursery rhyme Peter O'Toole. So let's just ignore that. Anyway, I've met him. Very nice guy. Very soft-spoken guy. And then I've met... no, I haven't met Trudeau. Thank God. But no, like, it's
thank
just...
God.
But, no, like, that's it's crazy. Just... It's been a laugh and a half this year at hearing how the Green Party, the party that's supposed to be, like, the most happy, and they're... This is the best part. If you look up the Green Party of Canada, their actual symbol is a green peace symbol.
Yep.
Yep.
And they're it's racist so as fuck.
Yep. What is it about them that attracts racists? Like, you wouldn't...
Well, that
like,
was just why? That was their leadership, right? Who knows from there what happens next.
But if it's their two leaders, the two people, the one person who built the Green Party, the lawyer, Elizabeth May... And then the guy who took over after, both of them were extreme racists.
Like, yeah, who knows what'll happen afterwards, man? It's possible. It's a good likely possibility, but
it's just that was funny. That was a real like that's truly Canadian right there.
Canadian politics.
Anyway,
yeah,
we are now at the hour.
What an election!
Yay!
Lord. I would not like even, to thank
not
our viewers.
Even point to it.
I'm sorry, which, nothing which better
viewers?
To do.
Our viewers? Sorry, yeah, nothing
better I am to sorry, nothing better to do. So thank you.
We
yes.
appreciate you
we
all.
We do appreciate you. Glad you spent it with us here. I am C4.
Check out the social medias.
Insaniac.
Check out the social medias.
Sarah Vike.
Facebook, YouTube, Twitch,
Instagram,
podcast, BuzzFeed.
The Great Grease Goblin.
Buzzsprout.
I was just going to say, I would also like to thank Buzzsprout. We've been using them for over a year. I post in the chat a link that you can use if you want to start a podcast for free. It's what we use. They're awesome. I mean, they help us through this and stuff. And yeah, I hope everyone has a great night.
They help us.
I'm sorry about that. I suck with audio. It's just been my
maybe day. One day he'll get it right.
It's just been my
day. Not this day.
Oh,
okay. It's okay. They love him anyways. He's still a pretty cool guy.
Sometimes.
Cut my finger open with a meat slicer. Work 12 hours a day.
Exactly. He's tired.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m. Do yourself a favor, friends. Never own a fucking bar.
Flavors are right.